英语 PK 台一起学起来，朋友们下午好，欢迎收听北京外语广播 FM92.3 正在播出的轻松学英语英语 PK 台，我是主持人晶晶，欢迎大家收听今天的最简美式口语，欢迎我们的嘉宾 Mark 老师。
Hi listeners, how are you doing?
欢迎大家登录到我们的在线直播间啊，一起来收听直播。今天我们带来这个话题呢，跟咱们的9月开学季有很大的关系，确实是到了Autumn days, fall days.
Yeah.
同学们已经开学了啊，很多的老师也是我们的听友啊，老师们呢也返回到了学校，重回了课堂。我们的马克老师也开始了自己新学期的工作了。
Yeah, next week my full schedule begins.
所以说啊，这师生们啊，每到这秋季返校的时候，又是另外的一番心情了哈。又意味着新一学期的耕耘又要开始了。
Right.
马克老师这波马上也要回到自己的这个工作岗位当中了哈，开始了愉快的假期结束了，所以要开始准备迎接繁忙的 schedule 课程表、紧张的工作节奏。其实秋天这个季节啊挺好的，秋高气爽，大家也是耳聪目明啊、这个时候又觉得没有了夏日的那种烦躁吧。
对、
秋天呢又开始学习呀、记忆呀什么的，又是一个小小的一个高峰期吧。所以大家要好好的把握这段时间，重新的学习起来。
对，
那么我们也刚刚庆祝过了这个 Teacher's Day、在这里我们的同学们可以在直播间当中为我们的 Mark 老师送上 Happy Teacher's Day 祝福。
Oh, it's too late for that, but thank you. I did get a lot of messages the other day. Yeah.
马克老师对马克老师祝福永远不晚。
有很多的。
因为他教师节嘛，这周一就过了，是吧？等到周三来给老师送上祝福也不晚。
下一年可以啊。
同学们还是想送出这样的一个祝福哈。没事儿，马上呢，后边还有呢，还过国庆呢，有的是时间。啊，在中国呢，这个尊师重教啊，是一种 tradition， 是一种优良的传统啊。我们都说一日为师，终生为父啊。为师呢，自古以来都是一种恩情。但是对于像马克老师这样的 world traveler，
sure。
来说呢，他也听到了社会上呢对教师行业的一些 different voices， different opinions，
right，
不同的观点。所以今天我们的这个地道美语的主题就是和大家一起来聊一聊，你听到过哪些啊，有什么样的对于教师行业的一种观点。同时马克老师呢要 share 他一下作为一个老师开学的这种心情，和同学们开学啊做一种共鸣吧。
对对对 对。
好。好，同学们如果有什么想说的，分享你的观点在我们的直播间当中。好，今天给大家带来第一段对话的预听。
好好。Hi, Jing Jing, how's work these days?
It's a bit busier than usual, but mostly routine. How about you?Are you all ready for the fall semester to begin?
Yeah, I think so. I have a pretty crazy schedule. I got light hours from my school, which is great, but scheduled a lot of extra classes.
Do you think you have an easier time as a foreigner compared to local teachers?
That's a can of worms we could open later when we have more time to talk.
Okay, well, Teacher's Day was earlier this week.Do you think teachers in general are excited this time of year?
It's back to school season. One of the enviable things about a teacher's job is that they have time to step back and reflect.
Yeah, hopefully teachers are refreshed and looking forward to the classes they'll have for the next half year.
Most of the teachers I know have some flexibility in their schedule. If they want to be very busy, they can.
Right. And if they want to have more time to work carefully or accompany their family, they can arrange it.
Teachers work as hard as other people, harder sometimes.I know 6 hours of teaching makes me more tired than 8 to 10 hours of office work.
But it's nice to have long holidays and planning periods, isn't it?
It definitely is. I'm grateful to be a teacher and glad that teachers have schedules that make sense for the kind of work they do.
好的。那我想这个话题啊，今天我们很多这个听友是老师的应该对此很有共鸣。
Okay.
其实你看同学回到学校还是有点不甘心，那个暑假刚刚结束是吧。
I remember when I was a student, I had a hard time understanding the life of a teacher and how they felt.
那老师们要回到学校开学的时候是不是很 exciting 的？
I think most teachers are excited to go back to work, yeah.
老师，其实老师也应该想休假的，对不对？
Yeah, we love September, we hate Mondays, right?
是，确实是哈，确实是这样。所以老师们，你们也来共鸣一下哈。
嗯，
对话里，马克讲到说 ，Hi, 晶晶，最近你工作忙吗？
嗯 ，Hi, 晶晶。How's work these days?
我们问别人工作，问别人生活。
Yeah, how's work? How's work going?
How's life going?
Yeah.
How's work going?、
Mm-hmm.
这是简单的小问句啊，这些都是大家必须得张口就来的。
不用说你的工作 ，How's your work? 不用。How's work these days?
简略，不要那个 your。
对。
How's work、right. these days?、
Yeah.
最近工作怎么样？忙吗？好吗？一切都顺利吗？
嗯、mm-hmm.
回答你可以这么说，比平时稍微忙一些。
对。It's a bit busier than usual.
A bit, 就是 a little.
对。
A little, 我们喜欢用 a little.
Yeah.
老外呢就用 a bit.
A bit busier, yeah, a bit busier.
但是 a bit 后面呢要加一个比较级、
嗯、
因为说的是稍微忙一点、
嗯、
就要用 busy, busier.
Yeah.
A bit busier.
You could say it's a bit busy. 停。或者 it's a bit busier than usual.
啊、哦、加上比较级后面就得加 than.
对。
你比什么更忙呢比 usual.、
Right.
比平时啊要更忙一些。
I'm a bit busier than my colleagues. I'm a bit busier than I was last year. My work is a little busier, is a bit busier than usual.
嗯。嗯好但基本上呢都是日常的那一套哈常规动作。
对对对。But mostly routine.
好我们来学这个单词。
嗯、
Routine.
Mm-hmm. It means you have a meeting on Tuesday afternoon. It means, the show you have to prepare for the most is Friday afternoon's broadcast. You know, each week you can manage your time because the schedule is fairly fixed.
Routine, 这个单词指的就是我们生活当中的那些不变的日常。
Mm-hmm.
比如说你们单位每周一下午都要开会。
是。
比如说你每天都要做同样的一些工作一些工作的流程。
嗯、
一套一系列的不变的流程就叫做 routine,
routine
所以呢我们把它理解为是日常的那一套或者是常规动作、嗯、
对对对
好别人问你工作忙你就可以这么说、
嗯哼嗯、
你平时忙一些但基本上是常规动作你呢你准备好秋季开学了吗
How about you? Are you all ready for the fall semester to begin?
How about you? 问您您怎么样呢 Are you all ready? 全部准备好了、
嗯、
for something?来秋季学期叫做
Fall semester
美语的秋季是 fall、
mm-hmm.
因为呢秋天要落叶了
对,、啊、
对不对就是 fall 这个单词
Autumn semester Fall semester 都可以说、
哎、英语呢是 autumn semester、
mm-hmm. 对对对
Semester 是学期人人都得会这个单词
对
好 Semester、
嗯、
那你已经准备好了吗我想是的
Yeah I think so
哎，我这学期的日程啊，那是安排的相当疯狂。
I have a pretty crazy schedule.
Pretty crazy schedule.、
Mm-hmm.
这个大家生活中估计用上的不多哈。日程疯狂什么意思？就是你的工作日程啊，满满的。
对对对，忙死了 ，crazy schedule，
忙得不行，
嗯
啊，特别忙。这一年当中有段时间就特别忙、啊。
Yeah, the busy period of a year.
哦，也可以这么说。
Yeah, you could say I have crazy hours in October and November, but December is pretty slow.
我们可以说 crazy schedule,、
mm-hmm.
crazy hours.
Right.
Crazy period
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
of the year.
Right.
那三个 crazy、
yeah.
来形容、
mm.
日程满满啊。哎，虽然啊，好在哈，好在呢，我学校的课不多，负荷比较轻。
Mm. I got light hours from my school.
英文特别简洁。
Mm.
来，我们来学这个短语，轻小时 light hours.、
Mm-hmm. Light hours. Yeah.The opposite of heavy hours.
嗯，它的反义词是 heavy hours,、
mm-hmm.
重小时。那是什么意思呢
？Yeah, not very many hours.
嗯， yeah. 就是说呢，时什么工作时长不多，
yeah.
叫轻负荷 light hours.
Right.
I got light hours from my school.、
Mm-hmm.
我学校的负荷比较轻，意思就是说我的课不太多。
对、mm-hmm.
Which is great.
Which is great.
这挺好的。
Yeah, 错。
但是呢，安排了很多额外的课程。
But scheduled a lot of extra classes.
此处的 schedule as a verb、
mm-hmm.
作为名词了。
Yeah, I got light hours. I have scheduled a lot of extra classes. 但是你不用用 I have 在后边，因为用
啊。刚才的 crazy schedule、
mm-hmm.
schedule 是名词
对对对
日程，这里呢是安排日程 schedule 作为动词、
mm-hmm. 是
a lot of extra classes. extra 就是额外的，
对对对，
有很多额外的课程给我安排了。好，晶晶就问到说，他挺好奇的，作为一个外国人啊，你觉得和当地老师相比，你的工作是不是相对轻松一些呢？
Do you think you have an easier time as a foreigner compared to local teachers?
您看这 easier time 英语是这么表达的，
对，
相对轻松一些的时间是指的是什么呀？就是说
easier time.
Easier time,
yeah,
就是相对轻松的工作。
Don't have to go to so many meetings. Don't have to write so many reports. Don't have to stay in the office, you know, from 8 until 6 every day or whatever.
马克老师 knew all the tricks.
Yeah, basically, yeah, just like, yeah, yeah, make sure everyone knows I'm a foreigner, right? 我听不懂，不好意思，我不能去开会啊。
马克老师在学校里就说，哎呦，不好意思。我听不懂，不能去开会了，
对对对，
不能写那么多报告了。好，就说对，这就叫做 easier time,就相对来讲稍微轻松一些的时间哈，一些工作 compared to local teachers,当地老师相比哈。马哥说，这可说来就话长了
啊。That's a can of worms.
大家觉得有点奇怪，为什么不是 that's a long story? 这不是说来话长吗？您教的这个短语叫什么？叫一个罐头的虫子， a can of worms.、
A can of worms. So it's not a story. You know, if 如果他问你啊，我没看你就现在你的头发都是白的，怎么了？ You know, what happened? Why is your hair white? Oh, that's a long story. I don't want to tell you the story, the narrative. 但是在这儿你可以说那个外国的老师，那个本地的老师，他们有什么区别，你想法是什么。那我不能短语说，我不能一分钟之内说，所以这个是 can of worms。
同学们看，同样是说来话长。如果我说呀 ,that's a long story, 什么情况呢？亚马克一周不见怎么头发都白了。
对。
说来话长啊 ,that's a long story。
Yeah.
这个描述性的讲故事叫做 a long story,说来话长。如果我是马克，你说你觉得啊，中美贸易战为什么会打成这样呢？哎呀，马克说来话长啊。
Yeah.
That's a can of worms.
Yeah.
分析性的。信息解读性的
yeah,
这种
economic topic, something about business, you know, if I have an idea, it takes too long to discuss.
政治的学术类的问题、一句话说不清楚，
是
叫一句话说不清楚、a can of worms.
对
That's a can of worms. We could open later.、好，我们过段时间再把它打开吧。
Yeah.
我们有空的时候我们再闲聊吧，我们再聊吧。When we have more time to talk.
Yeah, when we have more time to talk later. So I'm happy to talk about it, but maybe not right now.
Yes. 学到了哈，学到了。好吧，好吧，好吧。
Okay.
你看，这周吧，刚过完教师节。
Well, Teacher's Day was earlier this week.
我们说过完，不说 past.
Right.
英文中说，什么什么节 was earlier this week.、在这一周呢，早一些时候。
对。
就是我们刚过完了。
对。
你觉得普遍来说，老师们在每年的这个时候都会很兴奋吗？
Do you think teachers in general are excited this time of year?
这还是他用问嘛，是不是？
Yeah, teachers in general.
老师过节了，老师。哪个老师这个日子不高兴啊、特别开心，因为老师平时都挺苦的、
right.
Do you think teachers in general are excited this time of year?、这个时候是每年的开学季。
It's back to school season.
开学季的英文来了。返校季。Back to school season.
Right. That includes like TV advertisements for school supplies and clothes and all this kind of, you know, public feeling about people going back to school.、So there's back to school season, there's Christmas season, there's Valentine's Day season, you know, like in the West we have these.
秋天呢也是一个返校季返工季。很多人在秋天也找到了新的工作、
sure.
要开始新的忙碌。
对
所以叫做 back to work season 也可以。
Yeah, yeah,
back to school season、都行。
Yeah.
大家是不是感觉突然间这个月就忙起来了、是吧
Busy season.
秋忙嘛。
对。
教师工作呢最令人羡慕的一点就是他们有时间啊在假期里回顾和反思过去新学期重新出发。好这是我们今天的第一句微信挑战。同学们来试试哈。 第一位啊 ,D1CH。
好 ,the most amazing thing about a teacher's work is that they can look back and reflect on the past.
关键在回顾和反思怎么说。
对对对。teacher's work, 要换 a teacher's job, a teacher's job. 因为他的 work 是什么昨晚了什么他写了一个书他那个看一百多的考试这个是 teacher's work. A teacher's job is their schedule, their classes, those things. They can look back and reflect on the past. 那个 on the past 不用。因为 reflect 是你觉得这个是重要你觉得这个是重不重要我一会儿看那个学生比较重要的他的学习的。然后所以你可以换 is that they, 没错的 have time to take a step back and reflect.、
Oh.
对不是 look back, take a step back.、
嗯同学们喜欢说look back, 往回看。
Right.
这个往回看呢有一种那种往过去看的意思。
Right.
其实 reflect 更多的意思是什么呢、mm-hmm. 就是反思和总结一下自己这个工作的情况。
Right.
啊是吧下面的课程要怎么讲啊、
mm-hmm.
啊哪些同学的那个同学们的各自的学习特色是什么呀、
yeah.
要如何因材施教啊
sure,
这种叫 reflect。
对对对对对。好。
啊好啊。
Okay. One of the most admirable part for being a teacher is that they have time to review and reflect in their holidays. 那个后边的 in their holidays, 肯定要换 during their holidays, during their holidays, 可以。那个 review and reflect, 好可以。然后那个 admirable, 在这儿不是合适。你可以说one of the best things about being a teacher.对，
同样是羡慕。一会儿我们教大家一个羡慕的词、
嗯嗯、
啊 ，admirable， 这个 admirable 不合适的。
对对对，
这个是羡慕的意思。
是是是、
啊，星空。
好 ，the most admirable thing is that teachers have much more time to look back and reflect on reflect the past， 然后reflect the past 不要了，然后可以说step back and reflect。完了，然后前边the most enviable thing is that teachers have much more time to step back and reflect.
那就把这词教给大家吧。
对对对，
令人羡慕的叫做 enviable。
enviable、yeah.
那个动词不是叫 envy 吗 ？A E N V Y。
对对对 ，enviable. Here we have an adjective E N V A B L E. enviable.
好、哦，派生出来一个形容词形式啊，就是令人羡慕的，令人眼红的。
对对对
Enviable.
Enviable.
大家最羡慕老师的就是他们有两个月每年都有哈、两个多月的假期。
Yeah, yeah. If people want to use that time to think about how to do their job better, they can. You know, and many people are too busy to do that.
多好啊是不是、
嗯、
而且如果你要用 reflect, 就不要用 past.
Right.
因为 reflect 就有还有 past 的意思。
About the future also.、Yeah.
再来一位同学 Kitty.
好 Teaching is an admirable job in thatteachers have time to look back and reflect on the past during holidays. During holidays, 中间可以加一个 there, 他们的 holidays, 因为他们的春节不一样他们有40天不是那个另外一个人还有这么长时间。So, during他们的 holidays, their holidays.、
Oh.
对look back, 要换 step back, 那个 on the past, 不是要的。但是在这儿你可以用 admirable.Teaching is an admirable job in that teachers have the time.
哦、oh, 这个、在这里 admirable 就可以用了。
还可以换 enviable, 对。在这儿这个两个可以。嗯、
说这老教书啊是一个什么样的工作、
right.
如果直接形容 admirable job、yeah. 是可以的。
It doesn't make me admire teachers to know that they have plenty of time to prepare, but...It makes me admire their job. Yeah,、mm. wow, that's great.
Sora Lee 同学说呢、mm. having time to look back and think over the past is the most enviable thing. 用得好、
mm.
for being a teacher.
对 enviable 是特别特别合适在这儿。Enviable thing for being a teacher, for 要换 about. Enviable thing about being a teacher. Enviable thing about a teacher's job. 然后那个 think over the past, 你可以换 reflect.
所以 enviable 用成什么呢？后面接
对对对
接one of the enviable things.
Yes.
或者是 one of the best things.
One of the best things about the teacher's job or is an enviable thing, is the best thing.
对、嗯、它是其中一点，对不对？来，我们看马克老师怎么说的。
好好好。One of the enviable things about a teacher's job is that they have time to step back and reflect.
好，前面说了 ,one of the enviable things about a teacher's job. 老师工作最令人羡慕的一点，其中一点、嗯、是哈
对对对，
其中之一是 they have time, 他们有时间 step back, 就是一步啊退回一步、
嗯、
step back and reflect,
reflect,
就是退回回顾和反思、
嗯、对对对对，
反思上学期哪个地方做的不对呀、
嗯、
哈，反思上学期哪些地方处理的不够好啊、
嗯、
好，下届新学期要怎么改进啊、
嗯、
叫 step back and reflect,
对，
绕新学期重新出发，
是，
好，就这么说了，是这样的
yeah,
希望老师们能够焕发精神啊。
Hopefully, teachers are refreshed.
哎 ,refreshed、
嗯、
是一个特别好的词。
对对对。
我们说这个 fresh 这个单词它就是。
fresher, 新的菠菜新的那个鸡肉的。
fresh 就是一个很清新的词。
对对对。Or maybe a very young teacher that's new to the profession, they may be also called fresh.
我们一个人啊每天睡完觉以后、嗯、早上起来他都是一个 refreshed 的状态。
对对 对, 对, 对、
啊。都是一个焕发精神的状态。嗯、所以前面加上 RE 的前缀呢 refresh, 就是重新焕发。精神
是
好，希望老师们都能够 are refreshed、
mm-hmm.
and 对下半年的课程充满期待
and looking forward to the classes they'll have for the next half year、
嗯、for the next half year、
mm-hmm.
啊、下半学期了
对
我认识到的大多数老师啊、
mm-hmm.
啊，在工作时间上呢都有一定的灵活性
most of the teachers I know have some flexibilityin their schedule、
嗯、主语是 teachers、
嗯、
谓语是 have some flexibility flexibility 新单词、
嗯、
哈、
yeah.
flexible 就是弹性的灵活的、
yeah.
flexibility 就是灵活性、
yeah.
have flexibility in something 在某事上呢具有灵活性、
mm-hmm.
在 in their schedule、
right.
在他们的工作安排上都有灵活性、
嗯、
如果他们想非常忙他们可以做到的
if they want to be very busyThey can.
如果他们想有更多的时间精细的工作或者是陪伴家人也是可以安排的。
Right. And if they want to have more time to work carefully or accompany their family, they can arrange it.
对哈、啊、这就是很好的一个地方、啊。
It's nice to know you have that choice. When you have a very busy week, it's like, hey, this is okay, because I chose to do this and I'll do it well and maybe next week I'll have time.
很多工作其实都没有灵活性
right,
你朝九晚五你只能在办公室待着
Chained to a desk
对吧你看像我们这种工作你下午两点钟 你绝对是不能接电话的
Busy, busy, busy
你也绝对不可能干别的事情
是
你每天的两点钟你只能干一件事情就是工作
yeah, yeah, Too busy
所以、啊、很羡慕、啊、Flexibility、
mm-hmm.
这种话他是这么说的他说、IfThey want to have more time to work carefully,、
mm-hmm,
啊、有时间仔细的工作、
right.
or accompany their family.、
Mm-hmm.
Accompany 这个动词就是陪伴。
Yeah, yeah, spend with their family, but here we've used time so far away from that, it's to accompany their family.、
Mm-hmm. And they can arrange it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
所以他们是可以安排的。
Sure.
他们可以安排什么时候我把工作先做完了
对 啊,
啊，或者是下了不上课的时候我就有自己更多的时间了、
嗯嗯、
啊，比较自由
对
老师呢其实和其他职业一样辛苦有的时候更辛苦
嗯 Teachers work as hard as other people harder sometimes
好这个短语 work as hard as
对
像和谁一样的努力
嗯哼
和谁一样的勤奋、yeah. Teachers work as hard as other people、
嗯、
harder sometimes、
right.
比较急
嗯，
有的时候啊更苦我知道六个小时的教学比八到十个小时的办公室工作更让我感到疲惫
嗯，
好是第二句微信挑战了、
嗯、
同学们来试试哦
好
TYL
好它有九十分特别好这个是 I know that 6 hours of teaching is more exhausting than 8 to 10 hours of office work 加个 of office work 然后那个前边你可以说 I know that不是每个人有一样的感觉所以你可以换 For me, 6 hours of teaching is more exhausting than 8 to 10 hours of office work.
Oh,
换这个就可以。
其实这句话他说的特别完美。
对。
啊、六小时工作 ,6 hours of teaching,、啊、然后8小时,8到10小时办公室 ,8 to 10 hours office work.
Yeah, two noun phrases, very clear comparison.
非常好。Mm. Maggie.
How? I know that 6-hour teaching feels more tiring than 8 to 10-hour office work for me. 你可以 for me 在后边可以，但是 I know 在这儿不要。所以你可以开始 6 hours of teaching feels more tiring than 8 to 10 hours of office work for me.
好
对
好
嗯
范范
好I know 6 hours teaching is more tired than 8 to 10 hours office work. 要加两个 of teaching, of office work. 几个小时的教课几个小时的在办公室上班、啊、那个 tired, 谁是 tired? 你的工作是 tired 吗你换 tiring, 让我累啊 tiring。
使某人累 ,tiring。
对对对。
人感到累 ,tired 的。
对对对。前边可以换 for me。
ing 和 ed, 哈这可是基础知识。
对对对。
所以这个六小时工作呢 ,tyl 说的最好了叫 6 hours of teaching。
特别特别好。
六小时的教学。
对对对对。
4, 第四位同学是谁
Jeffrey. Yeah, Jeffrey. I know 6 hours tutorial is more tiring than 10 hours office work for me. 再说那个I know 在前边 for me 在后边要一个不要两个。所以我觉得 for me 是比较合适在这儿。所以我放这个前边 for me, 6 hours tutorial? 要换 teaching. Tutorial 是你自己学 right? I'm doing an online master's degree program. I have a tutorial to do. I'm learning, right?
自学叫 tutorial.
这个是 of teaching.
有老师教的。
对 teaching. Yeah. Is more tiring than 10 hours. 可以。10 hours of office work.
停。
好。I know that it's harder for 6-hour teaching than 8 to 10 hour working. Working 太不清楚。所以你可以换 to work in an office for 8 to 10 hours. 然后那个教课怎么说在这儿。Work, it's harder work for me.It's harder work for me to teach for 6 hours than it is to work 8 to 10 hours in an office.
如果你要这么组织语言的话，你就得说 It's a harder work for me.
Yeah, 还可以。I know that it's harder work for me to teach for 10 hours, for 6 hours.
马克老师特别喜欢给大家批改作业的时候贡献一些新的句型出来，
是是是是，
让你大家有的同学。他的那个原句都不是那样的，他给你用一个新句去组成。
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you guys did a pretty good job on this. This is a tough comparison to make.
给了我们很多课堂学习之外的灵感。
Pretty clear.
一些额外的 buy one get one free 呀、啊。
There you go. Yeah, yeah.
真好，马克老师哈。来一位同学 ，Mila。
Mila。Mila. I know 6 hours teaching makes me more tired. Than eight,
make sure,
tired, okay. Than 8 to 10 hours in office. 你可以 6 hours of teaching, 8 to 10 hours in an office. 还可以还可以。所以那个我觉得前边的I know 是不要了。6 hours of teaching makes me more tired than 8 to 10 hours in an office. 所以这个是挺好的。
我们来看马克老师怎么说的。
好。I know 6 hours of teaching makes me more tired than 8 to 10 hours of office work.
就是这个六小时的教学到底怎么说？
对
，6 hours of teaching.
Yeah.
哎，我们可不可以说 6 hours - teaching?
Six hours. You mean the apostrophe?
Yeah.
Don't use the possessive for this. Yeah. Try to use less possessives. So 6 hours of teaching is good.
好，所以老师就说还是要用 6 hours of teaching.
Right. Right.
然后 8 to 10 hours of office work.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's
这么说、
yeah.
makes me more tired than 怎么怎么样。
对对对、
啊。句型是很简单的。
是。
主要是这个几小时的工作，几小时的教学。
嗯哼。
考验一下大家。
嗯、对对对。
好，我们来看哈，晶晶就说：“呀，要是能有个长假呀和规划期啊，那简直是太好了，不是吗、嗯、
？”But it's nice to have long holidays and planning periods, isn't it?
嗯 ，It's nice to do something.、嗯、It's nice to have long holidays.很长的假期，
对对对
，planning period，
对对对，
规划期，你自己可以做计划的，
对对 ，long holidays and planning periods，
是一个比较平衡的结构，
对对对、
啊、
，long is an adjective and planning is still a noun here，、yeah.
对，一个 形容词加名词 long holidays
对对对对对
一个形容词加名词 planning periods
对对对对对
很平衡英文中一定要讲究这种、啊、前后的平衡一致、
mm-hmm.
Isn't it 一点没错
对 definitely it definitely is、
it definitely is、
mm-hmm.
你可以回答 it is
it
你可以回答
is,、yeah.
it definitely is、
yeah.
我很感恩啊能成为一名老师
I'm grateful to be a teacher
感恩的感激的 grateful、mm-hmm. 这个单词也很高兴老师们的工时安排对于他们的工作性质发挥着积极的作用
And glad that teachers have schedules that make senseFor the kind of work they do.
哎，老师们有这样的一种 schedule,、mm-hmm. 就是说 make sense.
Right.
它是有道理的、
mm-hmm.
是吧安排的很科学的。
Yeah.
For the kind of work they do.、
Right.
对他们这种工种。
Right.
有积极的作用。
嗯、mm-hmm.
好。就是老师们对自己工作的一种安排啊、
mm-hmm.
一种看法吧。
对。
老师觉得还、哎、不错哈、啊。
Yeah.
身为老师有假期还是可以的。
嗯、mm-hmm.
大家都羡慕难道不是吗、
huh.
?One of the enviable things.
Yeah. Yeah.
好了我们来看看第二段了、
嗯、
Mark, what do you think of the sayings people have about teachers?
None are coming to mind at the moment. Could you give me an example?
Sure. I heard one that goes, the B students work for the C students and the A students teach.
I think we mentioned that before. A students really like mastery learning and do well at training others.C students have more money and are good at networking. And B students are hard workers.
That's a pretty concise interpretation.
Okay, give me another one.
Here's a toughie. Those who can, do. And those who can't, they teach.
that's a little harsh.
Do you agree with me?
Well, if it suggests that teachers are incompetent members of society, unable to do anything outside of their own classrooms, I of course disagree. A lot of teachers I had came from other careers. Some of them got tired of the corporate world and taught business at my university.
Was that true for most of them?
I guess not. Then there were the others in theoretical fields like economics that held down a teaching position and did research. That's a good combination.
What about people who teach young learners?
Well, if you're a parent and a teacher of little kids, the skills carry over pretty well.
Oh, that makes sense. Most of those sayings are thought-provoking.
Yeah, I don't think you have to agree or disagree fully.
好，这第二段呢就有争议了。
嗯，
对于教师这个职业有什么看法啊
？Yeah,
马克，你对人们有关于老师的言论你怎么看？
嗯 ，Mark, what do you think of the sayings people have about teachers?
好。The sayings,、
mm-hmm.
saying 是什么东西
Yeah, a sentence that has meaning, you know, apart from any specific situation. Don't put all your eggs in one basket. Look both ways before you cross the street.
Sayings, 一些人们的说法
对
一些观点、
mm.
嗯，叫 sayings.
Right. So, it was raining cats and dogs. That's not really a saying. That's an idiom.
Ah.
Yeah, yeah.
Sayings, 人们一些就是俗话说吧哈
yeah,
俗话说的一些看法、
yeah.
我一时想不起来有什么
None are coming to mind at the moment
同学们这句话非常的好、
yeah.
你说啊话到嘴边想不起来说什么就是这句话、
yeah.
None Nothing、
yeah.
Are coming to mind 现在进入不到脑子里、mm. At the moment、
yeah. None are coming to mind Nothing is coming to mind at the moment 都可以说
现在今天要求大家把这句话必须背下来、
mm.
你其他背不下来你这今天这句话必须背下来
Yeah, I don't know 这么不好听所以你可以换 Nothing comes to mind at the moment、None of them are coming to mind at the moment
马克老师都知道了平时同学们不要说 I don't know
YeahYeah,
so I don't know 显得很二知道吗
So many more intelligent ways to say I don't know
很多智慧的方式可以说我不知道一时想不起来话到嘴边就是说不出口
对
你就说 None are coming to mind at the moment
对对 对, 对
一下就高大上了
太好
啊，英语平台的同学们不要动不动就说 I don't know
好
你能给我举个例子吗
Could you give me an example?
好 Could you give me an example?、
Mm-hmm.
当然当然
Sure.
我听过这样一句话
I heard one that goes
你看英文中的表达 I heard one that goes
Yeah. There's a saying that goes I heard a saying that goes 我们说完了 saying 所以可以说 I heard one that goes.
Goes 的意思就是这么讲的。
对对对。
人们这么说的。
嗯。
That goes.
对。
成绩得 B 的学生长大后为成绩得 C 的学生打工。
The B students work for the C students.
啊，就用 the B, the C, the A。
你还可以说 B students work for C students, 可以。
也可以这么说哈。B students, 就是那种 B 等的同学呢。
对对对。
给 C 同学打工，给成绩得 C 的同学打工。
对对对。
然后呢 A 的优等生呢后来成了老师。
And the A students teach.
And the A students teach.
还是可以说 and the A students become teachers. 还可以。
大家听说过这个说法了没有啊
Have you?
你们有没有听说过这种说法呀就是说成绩中等的给那成绩差的打工。
Yeah.
那成绩最好的最后啊当了老师。
对对对。I'm not sure if this is true in most fields. Where I heard this was from a business professor. And he said about MBA programs, those people who are getting C's in MBAs,a surprisingly high number of them are starting their own companies and finding like entrepreneurial ways of making millions. And the B students, they get jobs that pay like maybe $40,000 a year or something. And the A students, yeah, they go back to work at that school and teach. And,
哦、
yeah.
这个说法呢是马克老师从一个商学院的教授那、
yeah.
听来的。
I doubt if it's true in medicine or engineering or other fields.
但是我们也不知道是不是在其他领域也是如此呢、
yeah. Or education.
我想我们之前提到过这句话。
嗯、mm.I think we mentioned that before.
Sunny Rong 说 Yes, I heard of it.
Ah, good, good, good. Did she do MBA program?
你是学 MBA 的呀、
Yeah, I'm curious. Where you guys heard that? I didn't know it was a common saying.、Yeah.
不是 NBA, 是 MBA.
Yeah, Masters in Business Administration.
是的。
Yeah, MBA school. You get a C in MBA, you probably don't go to the MBA, right? There's at least not good draft picks.
我们来看为什么是这样哈。
好。
成绩最优秀的学生他喜欢一种啊、精通式的学习。
好。A students really like mastery learning.
好 A students really like mastery 就是完全的精熟掌握的那种学习方式
mastery learning、yeah.
好并且呢擅长培训他人、
and do well at training others、
哎、do well training others、就是他很擅长他不仅自己学得好
对对对
他很擅长教给别人
yeah they probably get like 6 years of experience you know being the leader of a study group right、I mean 4 years of college and then 2 years of MBA school they've been training people all this time
对为什么他能学得好呢因为他知道是自己是怎么学的
yeah and you know the other saying you don't really know something until you've taught it that's probably true for these A students
一般来讲啊你能教得出来
对
就证明你自己是有货的
是
是不是所以成绩最优秀的那种 A 级学生呢他喜欢精通式学习他学得很好、
mastery、
他自学能力也很强
对
叫 mastery learning、
yeah.
然后呢搞培训班做培训什么的、
right.
也能教得很好、好这是 A 级的
对
那种 C 级的学生呢本身家里吧就已经很有钱了
是
而且又很擅长人际关系适合做老板
好好 C students have money already and are good at networking
好 networking 就是那种主动缔结关系的能力
Yeah, forming relationships not just for themselves but also next time they get a call Hey, do you know anyone who can give a seminar? Well, I don't have those skills but you know what my friend does Let me give you his contact information
你看我们从小到大每个人的班里都有那么几个同学就是他的学业成绩在班里不是最优秀的
是
但是他的办事能力特别强
对对对对对
而且他的这个哇他这个称兄道弟的关系就是关系这个班的他也有认识的人、
right.
那个班的他也有认识的跟老师关系他也搞得很好
networking、yeah.
哎、他的 networking 特别强
对
而且他对读书吧不是很感兴趣、
mm-hmm.
他对挣钱他从小他就会挣钱
对对对对不要浪费时间可以挣钱可以学习
对
see
students 他觉得挣钱是最重要的他觉得积累财富是最重要的而且他有这个能力
好
这也是强项
对,
对,
对, 对
不对所以咱不能以这学业来衡量一个人的能力、啊、
对对 对, 对
同时呢 A 和 B 档的学生呢、
嗯、
就是都是很勤奋的那种打工者。
Right. And B students are hard workers.
啊对 ,B 等的学生。B 学生呢是那种最勤奋的。
Right.
工作者。
Yeah.
hard workers.
Hard workers. They know the requirements. They want to fill all the requirements. And they think that by doing that, they're going to get 100%. But actually, their paper, for example, just falls into that pile in the middle.
但你要把工作交给 B 等学生人做，他给你做的完美。
对。
他给你做的很好。
对。
而且他很勤奋。
没有错误，但是没有怎么特别好的事情。
但是他能够很，就是很稳固的把这个事情给完成。
是。
好。这个解释很精准。
That's a pretty concise interpretation.
That's pretty concise. Concise 就是一个精确的。
是。
Interpretation, 一种解释、一种注解。
Yeah, every saying has at least one interpretation, right? Way of understanding it.
那你再给我说一个。
Okay, give me another one.
有一句很犀利的。
Here's a toughie.
好，这里有个很有趣味的短语哈，叫 toughie.
A toughie. Yeah, it's not really a word that we write, but people say it a lot. A toughie means a hard one.
你可能那个字典上都找不到 toughie 这个单词、
mm-hmm.
它的意思就是那种犀利的。
Right.
嗯，不简单的。
A hard thing to understand.
一针见血的、
mm.
说那些能干事业的都去干事业了。
Mm. Those who can do.
这句话真挺难翻译的、嗯、想破头简直是、
yeah.
Those who can do 什么意思啊
That's tough, right? Yeah,
对不对
If you can do it, you can do it What?
那些不能干事业的、嗯、都去教书了
And those who can't They teach
Oh, the toughy one
Yeah, yeah When I think of this saying It's more like for engineering or medicine Because there's a really practical side to those fields And some people are just not good at working in a team Or not good at working long hours Or whatever So they teach
对、
yeah.
就是在一些实用性很强的实用技术行业。
对对对。
Engineering.
Right.
对这些。
Medicine, law.
对 ,medicine, law, yeah, 医学 yeah, 事业这些。你这个是吧临床你不行。
Right.
你就只能去写论文。
It's tough, yeah.
是吧你搞实践你开不了刀。
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
你只能去 教、
right.
教书。
Okay, just teach. You know this stuff, right?、
Yeah. 所以就是说能干事业的干事业去了干不了事业的就教书了。
对。
就育人了就、
嗯、
这也是一种说法啊、
嗯、
这确实有点刺耳哦
哈哈 That's a little harsh
Harsh 就是尖锐刺耳
对对对 H-A-R-S-H Harsh
对你什么意思你是说人家教书的没能耐、嗯、是这意思吗
对对对对
That's a little harsh、
yeah.
啊，咱们兼听则明哈、
嗯、
看一看这种听一听这种观点、
嗯、
那你同意这种说法吗
Do you agree with it?
我当然不同意、
嗯、
如果这种说法暗示着老师是社会上无能的人
对对对
除了课堂做不了任何事情我当然不同意了
嗯嗯，
好这是第三句话
好
来啊我们来看看哪些同学
我们有很少的试一下这个挑战但是你做的那个这个十个人特别好的谢谢你试一下这个
对有十个同学
对啊
就抢发前面十位都很好我们来评点一些90分的
好好好
紫色风信子
对对对 If such a statement implies that the teacher is an incompetent person in the society and cannot do anything out of the classroom I certainly disagree 这个是特别好有两个 the 我们不是要所以 the society 就可以说 in societyin society, 因为不是特别特殊的 society, 对不对然后那个 out of the classroom 可以但是比较好是 outside of their own classroom. 其他的没有用。
没有什么问题。
对对对。
说得非常好。
是。
下面一个90分谁
好Cindy Zeng 也有90分、
嗯。
If that implies that teachers are incapable except teaching, I would definitely disagree.那个 incapable except teaching, incapable of, or, 你可以换 teachers are incapable except when it comes to teaching. Incapable of everything except teaching. 这个两个办法可以加一点点。
Oh,
嗯。
我们表扬一下哈这个点个名儿啊 ,Lily 王丽啊皮皮都芝华塔尼欧春暖花开银杏叶、嗯、Daisy, Kathy、
yeah.
和 Jackie Wu。这句话都表现得很好的。
谢谢你们试了这个不容易的但是你做的
是
特别好。
特别不容易的。
对对对。
我们赶紧来看老师怎么说的。
好好好。If it suggests that teachers are incompetent members of society, unable to do anything outside of their own classroom, I of course disagree.
如果他暗示着 ,if it suggests,暗示这个是 suggest 是暗示的意思、mm-hmm. Teachers are
incompetent.
Competent.
Mm-hmm.
C-O-M-P-E-T-E-N-T,
yes.
是有能力的。
对对对。
加上 IN 否定前缀表示无能力的。
Sure.、
Mm. Incompetent member of society.
Right.
Unable to do anything outside of their own classroom.、
Mm.
就是出了课堂就做不了别的事了。
Sure.
I of course disagree.、
Mm-hmm.
我当然不同意这个说法。
对对对对对。
但我知道许多老师都是从其他行业转行来的。
A lot of teachers I had came from other careers.
Came from other careers.、
Mm-hmm.
他其他的一些职业和行当
对对对
叫 careers. 有些人厌倦了待在企业所以来我的大学里教商科。
Some of them got tired of the corporate world and taught business.At my university.
哎，这里有个短语叫 got tired of something,、
mm-hmm.
啊、对什么东西厌倦了。
对对对。
The corporate, 就是公司里。
Right, the corporate world.、
corporate world,、
yeah.
就在企业的世界里。
对对对对、
啊、公司世界里、
嗯
他不喜欢了。And taught a business at my university.
Right.
对吧
Yeah.
哎，各行各业都有这样的人啊。
Yeah, the business schools are filled with like 50-something professors that have already gained like 20 or 30 years of experience in corporations.
我们电台就有些主持人、
mm-hmm. yeah.
做了好几年十年二十年主持人以后、
right. I didn't have any business professors that taught business as a purely theoretical field I think、
yeah. 就转行去做老师了、
mm-hmm.
啊、去教书了你看我们的阿里巴巴的马云、
mm-hmm. Now he's teaching
Back to school、
oh, There you go
重回课堂了
Good idea、yeah.
你看看那重回课堂了、
yeah.
所以你说当老师是 incompetent member 吗不是的、
right.
他是人各有志、
right.
有追求、
yeah.
有的人呢他就喜欢培养下一代、
mm-hmm. yeah, some people like teaching、yeah.
他就喜欢、mm. 为社会培养人才、
right.
这就是人的一种志向、
mm.
所以你看这里的 the corporate world、
right.
Taught a business at a university、
right.
你任何一个行业你都需要后继有人吧、
mm-hmm.
你都需要有人培养吧、
yeah. It's a way to give back also
哪怕你踢足球、mm. 你都得有个教练来教你吧、
right. Right, right, right.
是不是啊，任何行业他都得有师傅。
嗯，
大多数人都这样吗
？Was that true for most of them？
嗯，也不是的。
I guess not。
在类似经济学这样的领域理论领域里面呢？
嗯 ，Then there were others in the theoretical fields like economics.
Others in the theoretical theory 理论、
mm-hmm.
，theoretical 理论 fields 领域
，right
theoretical。Fields, 理论领域、mm-hmm. 就是专门研究领域的研究理论的、
yeah. Economics, physics, mathematics, you know, environmental, science.
是的、
yeah.
Like, 就像是 economics.
Right.
比如说像经济学吧。
对。
这样是一种纯理论的研究的领域、
right.
哈。
Linguistics.
有些人一边在教学岗位上一边做研究。
That held down a teaching position and did research.
Held down a teaching position.、
Yeah.
Held down 这个短语很好，就是保有什么工作。
Yeah. Hold down a job means to do it well enough. Maybe not very well, but hold down a job.、Yeah.
嗯 ，hold down 就是保有这份工作。
Keep it, yeah.
同时 ，did research.
Yeah.
啊，一边工作一边做研究。
嗯、mm-hmm.
That's good combination.
对，
这是一个很好的结合。
嗯、mm-hmm.
啊 ，good combination.、
Yeah.
你又有理论，又有实践。
对对对对对。
两个都结合起来了。
太好。
好。哎，那那些教小孩的人呢
？What about people who teach young learners?
What about people who teach young learners?、
Mm-hmm.
如果你为人父母啊，你职业呢又是小孩的老师，那你很多技能啊都是相通的。
Mm. Well, if you're a parent and a teacher of little kids, the skills carry over.Pretty well.、
Mm. If you are a parent,、
mm.
你本身是个父母，
对，
同时又是个 teacher of little kids,、
right.
又是小孩的老师，
对对对对对。
那你这个长本事了哈，很多技能。我们来看这个短语、
mm.
，carry over.
Yeah, skills carry over, or your understanding from A carries over to B. Yeah, the skills carry over.
就是一个事情它能够蔓延到什么事上，
right.
它能够应用到什么身上。A carry over B.
Yeah, your skills are transferable. Your skills are portable.
嗯、yeah. 咱们就说呀它是相通的。
对对。
它是同时也能够应用的。
Right.
对吧、
yeah.
那你这个老师真的是当得太值得了。
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
又教了自己的孩子又教了别人的孩子。
I think it's, yeah, you get a lot of skills.
嗯、yeah. 其实很多人啊他们内在啊都有当老师的这种能力。
嗯、mm-hmm.
许多人都有当老师的能力，因为人啊，基本上你都要当父母吧，是吧？
Right, right.
你教导孩子本身你就是一种教学能力。
You can also carry over your parenting skills and bring them with you into the classroom. Absolutely, goes both ways.
所以老师这个职业其实除了这专业技能之外，他的那种这个人的素质能力，很多人本身是具有的。
对对对对，
具有的。
That makes sense.
哎 ，That makes sense， 有道理。这些言论呐，哎。咱不说它对不对吧，大多数都是发人深省的。
好 ,most of those sayings are thought provoking.
好，最后一个新单词叫 thought provoking.
Yeah.
Provoke 就是激发出来的。
你看什么电影，你看什么书，你可以说 wow, it was a very thought provoking movie. It was a very thought provoking book.
特别激发人思考的。
对对对。
叫 thought provoking, 这是一个形容词。Something or...Thought provoking. 这是一个令人深思的电影。
对对对对。
This is a thought provoking movie.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
是的。哎，但我认为呢，你大可不必完全同意或者不同意这些观点。
Yeah, I don't think you have to agree or disagree fully.
Fully, 就是完全不同意或者是完全同意。
对对对对。
大家可以说一说嘛，自己的观点，是吧？咱们听友当中有不少的人是老师。
好。
那你为什么会选择这个行业呢？很多人大多数人都是因为对这个行业有自己的 passion，
对，
有自己的爱
，Yeah, definitely，
喜欢和学生待在一起，喜欢传授知识，喜欢燃烧自己，照亮别人
，Sure, yeah，
来看看今天的新单词，
好 ，light hours，
轻负荷，说的是 few hours of work than usual，
a can of worms，
哎，一个说来话长的主题，
好 ，reflect。
一是用反思和反省，通常是 something you've done wrong, what mistakes you've made.
Right, right, right.
反省自己做错的地方。
Flexibility.
灵活性。
Mastery learning.
哎，一种掌握学习法，精通式的学习法。
Networking.
主动积累人脉。
A toughie.
难以理解的事，难以回答的问题。
Hold down a job.
保有一份工作。
Carry over.
也就是蔓延和应用了。
对对对对，
好，最后我们全听一遍对话。
好好好，let me grab page one here and we'll get going. Hi, Jing Jing, how's work going these days? It's a bit busier than usual, but mostly routine. How about you? Are you all ready for the fall semester to begin? Yeah, I think so. I have a pretty crazy schedule. I got light hours for my school, which is great, but scheduled a lot of extra classes.Do you think you have an easier time as a foreigner compared to local teachers? That's a can of worms we could open later when we have more time to talk. Okay, well, Teacher's Day was earlier this week. Do you think teachers in general are excited this time of year? It's back to school season. One of the enviable things about a teacher's job is that they have time to step back and reflect. Yeah.Hopefully teachers are refreshed and looking forward to the classes they'll have for the next half year. Most of the teachers I know have some flexibility in their schedule. If they want to be very busy, they can. Right, and if they want to have more time to work carefully or accompany their family, they can arrange it. Teachers work as hard as other people, harder sometimes.I know 6 hours of teaching makes me feel more tired than 8 to 10 hours of office work. But it's nice to have long holidays and planning periods, isn't it? It definitely is. I'm grateful to be a teacher and glad that teachers have schedules that make sense for the kind of work they do.
Dialogue 2.
Mark, what do you think of the sayings people have about teachers?None are coming to mind at the moment. Would you mind giving me an example? Sure. I heard one that goes, the B students work for the C students, and the A students teach. I think we mentioned that before. A students really like mastery learning and do well at training others. C students have money already and are good at networking, and B students are hard workers. That's a pretty concise interpretation.Okay, give me another one. Here's a toughie. Those who can, do, and those who can't, they teach. Ha, that's a little harsh. Do you agree with it? Well, if it suggests that teachers are incompetent members of society, unable to do anything outside of their own classroom, I of course disagree. A lot of teachers I had came from other careers. Some of them got tired of the corporate world and taught business at my university. Was that true for most of them? I guess not. Then there were others in the theoretical fields, like economics, that held down a teaching position and did research. That's a good combination. What about people who teach young learners? Well, if you're a parent and a teacher of little kids, the skills carry over pretty well. That makes sense. Most of the sayings are thought-provoking. Yeah, I don't think you have to agree or disagree fully.
这是我们送给今年的 Teacher's Day 教师节的一份小礼物。老师这个职业呢，确实是人类灵魂的工程师，因为啊，做老师的人大多数来说都是非常的无私的。
嗯，
老师的情怀就是说，他呀，就是希望这个学生能够成长得特别好。
Right.
好到就是好到你好了，比他自己好，他还高兴。
Okay. Yeah.
就是这种 selfless.
Yeah. 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 Sure.
哎，的一种精神。
嗯哼。
所以哈，尊师重教。所以说老师这个职业呢也是得到了很多文化的一种认可和尊敬。
A lot of cultures, surrounding the profession of teaching.
对、我们学习英语的这些同学们也不乏有很多学霸、未来肯定有很多同学也会成为老师。
对。
啊在这个领域吧就继续的耕耘、培养出更多的人。
Yeah.
如果你未来也能成为英语老师的话那你身上是有很重要的责任的。
Right.
同学们也可以考虑一下自己未来的就业和求职的方向就是做老师。好因为一个社会呢是需要很多很多各行各业的老师的共同的努力的。
对对对对。
好了今天的主题就是这样。谢谢大家的收听谢谢马克老师。
再见。
我们下